let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we're going to read from verse 15 to verse 20. Let us begin. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? May it never be. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a harlot is one body with her? For he says the two will become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Scripture says that we are not our own. We belong to God. Amen. And this is the final, this is the third and the final part to this series. We are not our own. We belong to God. Hallelujah. So we are not our own because we were bought with a price. That was part one. We were bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are not our own, and we belong to God. How many know that when we purchase something, that it now becomes our possession? That's right. Hallelujah. We do not belong to ourselves. Part two was that we do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God because we are a temple. The Holy Spirit.
That's right.
His glory resides inside of us. We are glory carriers. We carry the presence of God. The enemy can't take over this world because we're here.
Right.
And it's because his presence is inside of us. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, indeed. We are the salt and the light. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's good. That's for free from Apostle. Hallelujah. Praise God. And today, we're going to go from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Our bodies are members of Christ. Our bodies make up the body of Christ. We are many members, but one body. Let's turn to, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Starting at verse 12. Wow. It says, for even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. Hallelujah. So like the physical body, and we're going to move to verse 15, just like the physical body, each member is significant.
That's right.
Each and every member is significant. Praise God. Starting in verse 15, it says, if the foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body. Last time I checked, if you saw somebody's hand, you saw their body. Amen. You saw their body. That's just like if a mother is training up a child in the ways of the Lord. She is a part of the body. She is significant to the body. You say, I am not a part of the body. It is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. In other words, a person, a believer, shouldn't feel like because they're not standing behind the pulpit that they're not part of the body, or that they're insignificant because they're not seen up front. Every part of the body is significant. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? Every member of the body is significant. Scripture says God has placed each member into the body just as he desired. He has placed each and every one of us in the body the way he wanted it. That's right. This is what scripture reveals. And he's done that by giving us gifts. By giving us gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 28, it says, and God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets. Apostles are those that go and they set, they are ambassadors. They are sent forth to start works, much like what we've done here in Hempstead and in other places. Prophets, they foretell the future. They foretell what God is about to do. And teachers, what teachers instruct, they teach the doctrine of God. They bring stability. And miracles, those that are workers of miracles, supernatural, they bring forth supernatural phenomena. Healings, that's deliverances and cures. God has placed these in the body as he has desired. Gifts of healing, helps, those that help bring relief to the poor. All significant. We are all a part of the body. Administrations, day-to-day church operations. They are the ones that make sure everything stays in the place behind the scenes. Various kinds of tongues, unknown to the speaker. In Romans 12, each member have a different function in the body. Hallelujah. Wherever we are in the body, we must be faithful. Romans 12 and 4. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of the other. We are all individually members one of another. We are not our own. We don't belong to ourselves. What one does affects the other. Just like with the physical body.
That's right.
If a hand is out of whack, the whole body feels that.
Yeah.
And I know you can relate, because when it comes to the body of Christ, whenever there's been a scandal, we all feel it.
No doubt.
We all feel it. Because you know why? Because we're all attached to the same body. We're all members of one body. So when I see you, I literally see Christ. I see the body of Christ. Because I've seen one of his members.
That's right.
A part of his body. That's why we are not our own. We belong to God. We actually belong to one another. We belong to one another. Hallelujah. So wherever the Lord has placed us, let's keep reading. And since we have gifts, remember I told you that God has placed us in the body and he's given each person gifts. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, along with the gift, he's given us the grace to operate in that gift. Let each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the portion of his faith. If service, in his servicing, or he who teaches in his teachings. You don't have to worry about being like someone else in the body. Right. They're functioning how the Lord has placed them in the body to function. So according to the grace and the faith, he's given all of us a measure of faith. We operate in that gift that he's giving us in the body of Christ. Or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, or he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's keep going. Verse 9 says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to that which is good. So in doing this, we must do this in love one to another. Why? Because we are all the same body. We want to walk in love. Because we want to care for the body. Amen. Amen? Amen. We are not our own. Amen. We belong to God. Hallelujah. So we want to care for the body. Amen. Just in the physical, in the natural. We care for our natural bodies.
That's right.
Right? Amen. How do we care for our body? We pray for one another. We encourage one another. We exalt one another because we are not our own. We belong to God, all of us.
That's right.
We don't tear one another down. We speak well. That's what it means to say bless you,
amen.
To speak well of.
Amen.
May God speak well of you. May God bless you. May God speak well. May he endow upon you a blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's care for the body. Love one another. Give, help one another.
Amen.
When one rejoices, we all rejoice.
That's right.
There is no room for division in the body. Let's look at the natural body again. What do you think would happen to the natural body if something was divided in the body? If the arm was amputated from the body, it couldn't function the way it ought to.
That's right.
So Christians are not amputate another member.
Amen.
With speech against them, with slander, as the scripture speaks of. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We should care for the body.
Amen.
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. In honor. Do we honor one another?
Amen.
What does it mean to honor? It means to lift another up. Give way for them.
Amen.
It means that we take a step back and we prefer them above ourselves.
Amen.
To honor one another.
Right.
It's not just saying honor pastors, apostles, it's saying one another, each other.
Right. Amen.
Love one another. Why? Because we are all members of the same body. We are not our own. We belong to God. Amen. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Doing what? Serving the Lord. Amen. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. Hallelujah. Allowing the Holy Spirit. As we come together, like in gatherings that we have today, as we come together, the Spirit of God is becoming fervent in us. Fervent is hot. As we read our word, hallelujah. Holy Spirit is stirred within us. Let's stay fervent. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. When we serve one another, we are serving the Lord.
That's right.
As well. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So, when we see each other, we see Christ, as I mentioned before, because we are all members of the body of Christ. As I mentioned, however, God has positioned us in his body. Let us glorify him by functioning in that gift that he has given us.
All right, tell the pastor.
Because we are not our own. We belong to Christ. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.